That was Olive Juice by the Royal Foundry, an alternative rock band from Edmonton who've been grand prize winners of both the Canadian Songwriting Competition and the John Lennon Songwriting Competition. They've just released their latest record, Wake Up, Wake Up, a couple of weeks ago, and I spoke with Bethany and Jared Salty over Skype. Bethany and Jared, thank you so much for joining me for IndieBeat.
Thanks for having us.
Can you tell me a little bit about your early musical histories? Did you grow up in musical families?
Yeah, I grew up in a musical family, I guess you could say. My dad was a touring musician, and so there was always instruments around the house and a studio to sort of tinker with. So that's how I got my start in music. It was just sort of the family business.
Bethany?
Yeah, in a way. My mom was a piano teacher growing up, and all my siblings kind of got the majority of the lessons, but then when it came to my turn, she gave up very quickly. I'm not sure if that was because I was a terrible student or if she just had enough of teaching at that point, but she always said that I was good to a point, but she might just be trying to make me feel good. But yeah, so I kind of grew up with, my dad had an enormous collection of vinyl growing up, which most of it got destroyed. When I was younger, our basement flooded and all his vinyl was down there. And he always talked about, you know, the good old days and all the good music coming in. So I was very heavily influenced by the music that he would choose to play in the car or whatever. So yeah, that's pretty much to the extent of my upbringing musically.
Which came first for you and Jared, your romantic collaboration or your musical one?
Definitely romantic. We didn't really do anything musically actually until we got married, and even then it was never like a discussion like, hey, let's get into music. It was just something like Jared had a studio and he was recording other bands and producing other bands at the time. And I think what started as just a, hey, I wrote this melody and do you want to write lyrics? And kind of turned into just us writing 10 songs. And then we had our an album's worth. And so we were like, wow, let's just make an album. And that was in our folk days. And so we had an album and we did a few shows, really. It only lasted more like 8 months or something like that until we started to experiment with more like synth sounds and electronic sounds. And then that kind of morphed into the Royal Foundry and to kind of more the music that we are making today. So yeah, there was no, till this day, we still haven't had that conversation of like, should we be doing this as a band? Maybe we should have this conversation.
Bethany mentioned that your early work together was very collaborative. Does your songwriting still take that form?
Yeah, we split the duties quite a bit. It's really 50-50 when we're writing. Bethany tends to focus a bit more on the lyrics than I do, and I tend to focus a bit more on the music. But with this new album, we've really started to work together on those elements and, you know, make sure that we're bringing the song together from its inception, which is, you know, it's just great to be on the same page there and to, you know, make sure that we have a coherent message going throughout the album.
Maybe it varies every time, but do the two of you have a standard process? Are you more likely to start with lyrics or with a hook, a riff, or a beat?
As far as creating the song, I would say definitely it starts with a little hook or a voice memo, just sort of, you know, little seedling of an idea, and then it goes from there. Lyrically, we write down ideas too, but usually it's the music's written, and then it's like, okay, what lyrical content would work well for this? And then we can look through our journals and grab something from there if it's a good fit.
Bethany filled us in a little bit on the history of your earlier recordings and some of the evolution of your sound, but with your new album just released, Wake Up, Wake Up, how do you feel your evolution has continued?
Yeah, it's been really interesting to go from Lost in Your Head, which was a kind of a bipolar album, half of it being very alt-rock focused, while the other half is very pop focused, to now this new album, which is a lot more heavier. There's a lot more, I want to say it has more of a rebellious tone, rebellious to us, as it's not, although there are very common themes throughout the album, it's a lot different than our last one, because it is very cohesive in that we kind of designed the entire album to be listened to in one setting. It has just general themes are sprinkled throughout the entire album. And if you were to listen to it on repeat, the last song would flow straight into the first song. And we really wanted to have one body of an album, because I think, you know, we both grew up in families that had records and had a love for vinyl. And we too, as we're growing up, we're collecting vinyl, and we love to just set aside some time in the evening and listen to a full album front to back, as opposed to just skipping from one single to the next. And that is it's a very popular notion nowadays, especially with streaming, is to just, you know, push one single at a time. But we just really enjoyed creating one whole body that would just feel like it was meant to be together, that these songs were a collection that were designed to be played together. And that was really exciting for us.
The title track, Wake Up, Wake Up, was just SoCan Music's Song of the Week, and you have also released a great official video for it on YouTube with some amazing visuals and photography. Tell me about that song and video.
That song was actually one of the last ones to come together, even though it's the name of the album. It was this idea that we had for a few years, and it just sort of kept on going pushed to the sides, because we just couldn't, you know, sometimes it feels like songs are a puzzle and you just are trying to figure them out. It's like more like you're discovering than you're actually writing. And so in the last couple months of writing for the album, we sort of discovered the rest of this song. We're like, okay, now it works. Now it's come together. And it sort of just created, I don't know, it was kind of the cornerstone of the album, No One and Last, if that makes sense at all. the video came together in a really nice way too. We were just brainstorming for ideas with our manager, who lives in St. Louis, and then he suggested this place called the St. Louis City Museum. And it's this really cool location where all these artists grab objects from cities and reclaim them and sort of design them into these weird murals and all that sort of stuff. And it's like 12 floors of just staircases and things that have just been manipulated to be in these cool shapes, which just worked perfectly for our for the lyrical theme of being in a bad dream and trying to wake up, and, you know, things just aren't quite right. They don't really make sense, but they sort of do. So visually, it was just this perfect location for us, and they're more than willing to just let us go there and have the run of the place. So we're really excited about that.